Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأتيا فرعون فقولا إنا رسول رب العالمين.
Go to Pharaoh and say, we are the messengers of the Lord of the worlds.
أن أرسل معنا بني إسرائيل.
Commanded to say, send with us the children of Israel.
قال ألم نربك فينا وليدا ولبثت فينا من عمرك سنين.
Pharaoh said, did we not raise you among us as a child, and you remained among us for years of your life?
وفعلت فعلتك التي فعلت وأنت من الكافرين.
And then you did your deed which you did, and you were of the ungrateful.
As you were with us, dear listeners, we were discussing these verses of chapter Shu'ara. فَأْتِيَا فِرْعَوْنَ فَقُولَ إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ أَنْ أَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ. So go to Pharaoh and say, verily we too are the messengers of the Lord of the worlds. Send you with us the children of Israel. And said Pharaoh, did we not cherish you as a child among us, and you tarried among us for many years of your life? In the previous programs, we stated the missions of Moses, which was understood after receiving the revelation of the Lord, and he asked Allah the means of achieving this great aim. Allah helped him, sent with him Aaron, his brother, and then commands them and says, go to Pharaoh and say, verily we are the messengers of the Lord of the worlds. فَأْتِيَا فِرْعَوْنَ فَقُولَ إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. After declaring their mission, they asked freedom of the children of Israel to Pharaoh. And they said, send you with us the children of Israel. And أرسل معنا بني إسرائيل. It is obvious that the purpose of this statement is to set them free in order to go with Moses and Aaron. And its purpose is not at all that they have asked Pharaoh to send them by himself. Here, Pharaoh began to speak, and with calculated and wicked words, tries to deny their mission. Their mission was first to set some oppressed people free, which must be the first program of every prophet. But Pharaoh denies them. Addressing Moses, The Quran announces that Pharaoh said, قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا? Pharaoh says, did we not cherish you as a child among us? وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سَنِينَ? And you tarried among us for many years of your life? Here, Pharaoh wants to say to Moses that he rescued him from huge waves of Nile, called not nurses for him, exempted him from the law of death sentence of children of Israel, and reared him well in a secure, comfortable, maybe luxurious environment, so that Moses, ala nabina wa alayhi salam, spent many years of his life with them, with Pharaoh, and now he wants to deny the fact that Pharaoh is the lord of this world? This means that the prophets, the divine men of the Lord, will not get stuck in the environment they are raised. The environment, the society, the kind of atmosphere Prophet Moses was raised, it was Pharaoh's, but he did not reduce the intensiveness of the words in inviting him. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now, in the next verse, Pharaoh finds another fault with Moses, and referring to the killing of one of the advocates of Pharaoh, he says, وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you did that, your deed which you did, and you are one of the ungrateful. Here, Pharaoh implies that Moses has been fed with the hand of him, and now how Moses wanted to bite that hand. As a matter of fact, he wanted to condemn Moses with this argumentation, as he supposed. Prior to this, we mentioned the wrong action of Moses, supposedly by Pharaoh, and I don't assume that we need to repeat that again. Here, we understand that being ungrateful is not absolutely wrong. Sometimes being ungrateful is worthy, and it is when you are facing the headstrong people. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.